Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Peculiar Miracles of Antoinette Martin by Stephanie Nipper. Read by Cassandra Campbell and Andy Arndt. Rose's Journal, April 2013. My daughter, Antoinette, whispers in her sleep. Real words. Tonight when I hear her voice, I rush upstairs, but I'm too late. She is quiet, and the sounds could have been anything. The wind, an owl, crickets. She lies on her side. Her right hand stretches toward the doorway, toward me, as if even in sleep I'm the sun she rotates around. I reach for her, too, but I don't enter her room. When she sleeps, I can pretend I don't notice her eyes, a finger's breadth too far apart. Her arms are relaxed, not held tight against her shoulders as they are much of the day. Her white blonde hair, still newborn fine, fans out behind her like a dandelion puff, or as if she were running and the wind caught it. The window is open, and a breeze flutters the sheer white curtains. It's the first week of April, but already the air is so warm the tulips are sprouting. Kentucky is like that, unpredictable. Tonight is dark, but here in the country, streetlights don't obscure the stars. I close my eyes and summon a dream. In it, Antoinette sprints through the farm, fingers brushing the daffodils and tulips. Her legs are strong, pounding the dirt like any other 10-year-old.